It was like winning the lottery. I lucked out at the start of my junior year at State. As I was lugging the last cardboard box into my new dorm room, the resident assistant on my floor knocked on my open door. It was Jeremy, one of my best friends. That pretty much guaranteed me a year of not getting harassed by a fellow student whose job it would be to keep the peace and enforce the rules. But that wasn't the best thing that happened. It's what Jeremy came by to tell me. "Hey, Daniel, you're on my floor. That's awesome," he said as he came into the room. "Jeremy, you're my RA? That's so cool. You're not going to be a ball buster, are you?" I knew he wouldn't, but I felt I should ask anyway. "Dude, are you kidding me? I don't give a shit. I just needed the stipend." "Well, that's a relief," I said. He flopped down on the other bed in the room, which was at this point just an empty mattress. He put his hands behind his head as he lay down with one foot still on the floor, which caused his t-shirt to ride up on him a bit. I noticed the line of smooth flesh that appeared between the bottom of his shirt and his athletic shorts. "Yeah, I forgot to mention. I'm gay." When I say Jeremy is one of my close friends, well, I mean we hooked up once in freshman year. It wasn't much to talk about. We were both up in the stacks of the library, and we saw each other through the books from one row to the other. He put his hand on his crotch. I did the same. He started stroking himself over his jeans. I followed his lead. He came around the shelves to stand next to me, and we jerked off together. From that day on, we were super close friends, even though we never did anything together again. "So, you're not going to believe this," he said. "What?" "Your roommate? He dropped out last week. Think he transferred to another school or something. And it's way too late for them to do anything about it, so unless someone off the waiting list hasn't figured out their living situation yet, you're going to have your own room, at least for the fall semester." "Rob dropped out? No fucking way. Oh, shit. I can't believe it. He didn't tell me." "Believe it, dude. How awesome is that? I mean, I get my own room because I'm the resident assistant, but now you do too." I immediately started rethinking my unpacking. The closets in the dorm rooms were so tiny, but now I could potentially have two. I could change without feeling weird, and not the least of my thoughts, I would be able to jerk off whenever I wanted to. Even though Rob was a nice guy, and we made great roommates, having a room to myself was golden. Thankfully, it was happening so close to the start of classes, I probably didn't have to worry about getting paired up with a stranger who could end up being an asshole or a slob, or worse, a homophobe. Jeremy stood up and whispered to me, "We can both hook up all we want and not have to worry about a roommate barging in. That's the other reason I applied to be an RA." I rolled my eyes and snickered. I just wish there were more gay guys on campus. Jeremy smiled. "Well, there are plenty of straight guys who don't mind a good blowjob, trust me. And when they find out you have a room to yourself, I guarantee you'll find plenty who will knock on your door after a frat party looking for head."
"Sounds like you've had experience with that."
Jeremy just smiled and winked at me and didn't say anything more. "So there's no chance I'll end up assigning this to someone else?"
"Well, yeah, there's always that chance. But with classes starting in just a few days, even if someone was still on a wait list, they would have made other plans by now. Rented an apartment off campus or something. I think you're pretty golden."
He made his way back over to my door.
"And just think, your RA will never report you."
"I should hope not," I called out to him as he walked out.